And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis. We're joined here today by Mayor Mike Dodson from the City of Manhattan and City Commissioner Jared McKee. Public service, obviously very important to both of these gentlemen here, not just in city government, but also in the military. We know that Mayor Dodson is a veteran and has served our country in the U.S. Army. We also know that Mr. McKee here is about to do some service of his own. Isn't that right?
That is. Yes, yes. Big change. I decided it was about that time to decide if I wanted to run for office again, run for a second term, or go do something else. And I've always kind of had an interest in the Army, and, you know, I just decided if I, you know, did another term and then got elected, had the fortunate of being reelected, then I was going to be too old probably to do the Army. And so I think I surprised everyone a little bit and said I wasn't going to run again, and applied for Officer Candidate School in the Army. So I actually leave for basic training in a couple weeks.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you serving your country. How old are you, Jared?
I'm 27.
Are you really?
27, yeah. So I'll probably be the old one at basic training, but once I get to Officer Candidate School, I'll be around people closer to my age. So I just have to get through that first 10 weeks or so.
Well, and have you sought advice here from Mayor Dodson?
Oh, yeah. Mike, I actually think he was probably he was the first one to know on the commission. Yeah, because he's been through the whole process, and I wanted his advice and counsel really early on. So I think he knew probably before anybody did.
Well, what can you tell us about, you've served and kind of your relationship here with Jared?
Yeah, I mean, I was a bit surprised because kind of where he had been and where he was now, his service in the public sector, and also what he was doing at Civic Plus. You know, it wasn't kind of the traditional path, but I really respect the choice. You know, and I think having these smart young people come into the military is a great thing for the military, and regardless of how long they stay, I mean, it makes really solid citizens out of everybody. And he's already established that, obviously. But I can remember in 1966 kind of going in the same direction here. That's almost 55 years ago, for criminy's sake. And I can remember the tough old drill sergeants, and things were a little bit different then, but still the same. I mean, the institution is still the same. They teach how to deal with things, the rigorous life, and dedication to service and dedication to the country. So, yeah, I think those institutions are remarkably important to the nation.
And I think the time that I got to serve with people like Mike and Wynn and getting to know people like Katrina Lewis and all of that, it really just established to me about a year and a half in my term that there were some leadership qualities that I wanted to further develop in myself that I saw in people like this. And what do they all have as a common denominator? The U.S. military, they were all veterans. And so I just decided, you know, there are plenty of people who can be a city commissioner just as good, if not better, than I can be. But there are finite people who can go this route. And so I'm going to do that, further develop myself, and see where I land.
And so the end goal here, obviously you're living in the moment right now going into the military, but what do you look forward to after service?
I have no idea. I taught myself a long time ago that it was useless to think further than 2 or 3 years in advance. I used to be one of those people that tried to plan out my life, and that's just kind of a ridiculous notion that will never work out the way that you plan. So my contracts are 3.5 years, and that's all I'm thinking about. So at the end of that, I'll decide if I want to stay in or not, or come back home to Manhattan or Harper. But I just hope that over that 3 years, I can garner a lot out of that experience, so that decision is easy one way or the other.
All right. Well, very good. What's next for you, Mayor Dodson?
Well, it's a little hard to say. I mean, I've got a lot of things that I'm doing now that I'll continue to do. We've got, I think, as you know, this organization that helps to move servicemen and women, particularly those with some kind of injuries, into agricultural business. So I'll be able to devote a little bit more time to that with Gary LaGrange and our new CEO. That's something I feel deeply about. I mean, the whole idea is to help these young people find meaningful lives after the service they've had, particularly those that have had traumatic brain injury and things like that, and have been put on medication and having to work through a lot of tough issues in their own lives. So things that can help them find a meaningful way ahead is important.
That's Save Farm. We've done a few stories on that in the past. What a wonderful organization that is.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of things that we can talk about that'll be coming. Hopefully I'll be able to come back and talk about them, but got a lot of great things happening right now that we had wondered about for 2 or 3 years now, but you know, here at the end of 2019, they're finally coming together. So hopefully we'll have some good news in 2020 about the way ahead.
Very good. Well, you know, we got a few things, a few minutes left here in focus. Recently, you guys passed some major projects here, the North Campus Corridor being one of the biggest ones here. How do you see that impacting Manhattan over the next 10, 20 years?
Well, this is one of the things we talked about is potentials. Some of them take a lot longer to develop than maybe people think. When you put something in the ground, they kind of think that flowers will come up immediately. InBev is one of those things that's going to grow over time, but it is a big lever for the community. The foundation and the Kansas State University have briefed a couple times on the potential that for the economic prosperity up there. The other thing that we have to ensure that we do is take care of the entire community. You know, sometimes these things accelerate ahead, and I know Jared is passionate about housing. So these are things we're going to have to tend to, and that is going to be a challenge for the people coming behind us, is to make sure that some of the things that people don't see that are kind of the underbelly of the community need to be tidied up.
Yeah, and I think that we only approved the first phase of that of that project. The next commission will have to do, in my opinion, the heavier lifting, because ultimately what we approved would have had to be done regardless, because it's mostly road maintenance and updating those roads. But because of the partnerships that we've established with K-State, not all of that fell on the city's shoulders. K-State's kicking in money there too. I think another thing that's important to note there is we're already seeing an impact in that area. I think during the presentation, the university had noted that about $35 million worth of buildings have been built in that area just within the last few years. And those are all private entities. So unlike the university itself, we garner property tax off of that. And that's important because there are very few areas within the city that the property tax revenue and the sales tax revenue we gather from that that area is more than the infrastructure costs of that area. So we have to take money from that area to go pay for street maintenance on your suburban neighborhood road. And so making sure places like the North Campus Corridor, Aggieville, the downtown Thrive is really important to the community as a whole, because those neighborhoods are ultimately funding big portions of infrastructure projects elsewhere in the community. So I'm excited about the future there, and I think that we're already starting to see some positive changes coming from that project.
I've seen the renderings. It looks beautiful the way it's going to eventually look here, and it's definitely something for all of us to look forward to seeing here. Before we let you go, just any final thoughts about the next commission?
Well, yeah, I mean, Jared explained that we've done a lot of planning. The comprehensive plan was put in place, and that's kind of a roadmap to tell developers and others where things would best be placed. So that's an important document. The Aggieville plan, the Wildcat Creek plan, some of the work we're doing for the levee and things like that, I mean, these are all important, and that's going to fall to the next commission to follow that on. But I'd just like to emphasize and thank all the city staff for the terrific work. We've had a chance to work with the firemen and the EMTs and the policemen, and we're very blessed to have those great civil servants with us in the community.
Yeah. I would just say the only thing is we didn't get quite as much done on housing as I would have hoped. So, I mean, we helped fund a couple affordable housing projects, but it's still not nearly enough to meet the need. And so I hope the next commission is able to maybe establish a housing committee where citizens can look at some of these issues a little bit more closely, have a little bit more time to look at affordable and quality housing. But otherwise, yeah, it's been an absolute privilege and an honor the last 2 years. If you would have told me that even when I was at college, that a few short years later, after I graduated, I'd be a city commissioner, I would have laughed in your face. But it's been absolutely amazing, and it was an honor to have that trust put into me, and so it's something that will stick with me for the rest of my life.
You both have brought a tremendous amount of integrity. General, at least, you've brought a tremendous amount of experience. Jared, you bought a tremendous amount of great new ideas.
Yeah, I put Linda Morris in her first Uber car. And so I bring the experiences kind of on that other end, you know?
Well, this is a community that depends greatly on those that serve in those types of positions. And on behalf of a grateful community, thank you. We wish you both very well in your next endeavors. And Jared, I'm sure will be no stranger to you.
we'll see. We'll see. Who knows? So, but I have a feeling I'm coming back to Manhattan.
Yeah. Well, good luck whatever you do. And Mike, we'll see you around, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I just hope to do some work with all the great volunteers we have here in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for your service and your continued commitment to community.
Thank you, Dave.
Not to mention country.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
All right, stay tuned. More in Focus straight ahead on News Radio KMAN.